Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Best of Bettina podcast. I don't really know how to start this episode because I feel like it's not really a regular one, but I wanted to come and talk to you a little bit about what's been going on in my life right now, like a very honest update. And I noticed that I haven't really wanted to do an episode just me in a long time, even though I know a lot of you have been asking for it. And maybe it's partly because I haven't really wanted to admit to everyone around me, but maybe more so to myself, that maybe I'm not doing so great right now. And it's nothing huge or dramatic or so serious, but I've just had a little bit of a low period, or yeah, now that I'm recording this, a low week or a low few weeks. And it's nothing to do with eating disorders or anything like that, but just being really, really exhausted and feeling really down and quite lost, to be honest. And I know it's normal, and I know nobody needs to have their life figured out when they're 25, but still kind of like, because I feel everything so strongly, all the highs and all the lows, when I'm in that kind of doubt and exhaustion, it just feels so real and so extreme, and maybe often worse than the situation actually is, and just so frustrating and wanting to have the answers now, and what should I do to make myself feel better, or what should I change to like be on the right path or whatever. And then not really knowing if things feel bad because I'm just exhausted, and nothing usually feels really amazing when you're exhausted. Or is it actually that I need to actively change something in my life to make myself feel better or get myself kind of more to the direction that I want to go in life? And I'll get to, yeah, maybe just a little bit more details and thoughts that I've been thinking in the past week, especially after kind of, I think it's been going on for definitely more than just the past week, but I think this week everything just kind of came out. And yeah, there was one thing that triggered it. And first I was thinking, oh, it's like this one thing that's making me upset, but I don't think it was. I think also the fact that I reacted so strongly to something kind of showed me that maybe I am a little bit off balance and I need to pay some more attention to having a little bit more of a stable kind of ground and focus a bit more on my own mental health and my own well-being and work-life balance and prioritize resting. It kind of reminded me of a couple of summers ago. I was really, really burnt out as well, and at the time I was doing my granola business, and I remember I would just burst out in tears if I dropped a little bit of like oat flakes on the ground, or the ink had run out of the printer and I couldn't print my labels, and like just like the most insignificant small things that are like the easiest to fix would like, I would see them as an obstacle and like, okay, I can't do this. I don't have this in me. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't fix this. Just like completely overreacting to something really, really small. And I think every time I notice things like that happen, it's kind of like a signal to me, or a little bit of a wake up to maybe, you know, step away a little bit, realize that it's not actually the ink that has run out of the printer that's the problem, or the oat flakes on the ground. There's probably something underlying that's just making me feel all these feelings so strongly and feel a little bit off balance. So yeah, it all kind of started, I started feeling really, really low in the weekend. And I was kind of holding a lot of it in. I had a lot of stuff going on in the weekend, and I just kind of pushed through because I had committed to certain things, and I had scheduled them in and I had planned them. But then on Sunday, there was just this one thing, and everything felt like too much all of a sudden. Everything started coming out, and I started crying a lot, like a lot, a lot. And I told myself that, oh, it's just because of this one thing, this one situation, and that's why I'm feeling upset. But then I started realizing, like, even if I talk about it with people about what had happened and I get it out of my system and you know, it's all good, I still felt down. And usually crying helps me a lot, so I don't really hold it back. And you know, to be honest, I don't hold any emotions back. But then I was just crying so much. I cried all of Sunday and then still on Monday. I did talk to some people about it and it did bring me some comfort, but to be honest, I still felt really, really down. And again, it was hard because I didn't really know what was the cause. Is it just exhaustion? And people kept saying, like, you're just overexhausted, you've taken way too much on your plate, like, no wonder you're feeling like that, like, it's just the emotions, and just take it easy, give it a couple of days or weeks, and just rest and remove some stuff from your schedule. And I did. I removed a lot of stuff from my schedule. I know it was the right thing to do, but also it felt really bad at the moment because there was a lot of things that I had committed to that I really wanted to be part of, whether it was personal stuff or work stuff or volunteering. And I know that it's not true, but I just felt that I was kind of disappointing people or letting people down. And also, you know, I guess the kind of demanding side in me was also saying I'm letting myself down because I can't get all this stuff done that I had wanted to get done, and I can't achieve everything that I had strived to achieve. And then I was able to kind of calm myself down a little bit, and I was venting, aka crying, about this to my brother. And then I also said, I'm stressed about the podcast and it feels overwhelming, and am I even helping anyone with it? Like, coming up with doubts for everything and thinking maybe I should do this, maybe I shouldn't do that, and stressing about not wanting to disappoint my listeners. And I've just relaunched, like, the podcast and made a huge announcement that, hey, there will be episodes now, like, bi-weekly, so every other week. And then I can't all of a sudden not put out episodes every other week. And I went up just, like, last week, told everyone that I'm gonna do it. And, you know, I didn't want to fall back on my promises. And I was just like, what should I do? Like, also the podcast feels overwhelming. Like, everything feels overwhelming. And then he was like, if only your listeners would be the type of people who understand that sometimes things get too much and that we all have our low moments. And I was like, good point. And then he was like, why don't you just record a podcast basically about everything that you've just told me, even for just 5 minutes? And, you know, there you go. There I have an episode to put out. And I was like, no, I can't do that. Like, it's too, I don't know, even if it's not anything like huge or too serious, I'm like, it still feels too personal because I'm still kind of in it. And I don't really know what it even is. Then I was like, you know what? He has a point. I'm going to do it. And it would have felt really, really weird to just put out a happy, bubbly, like, regular episode when I don't feel that happy and bubbly. I also don't want the podcast to be anything that I think of, like, as a stressful thing or I take pressure off. Like, it should be, you know, even if we talk about hard things, it should still be a happy place, like a light hearted or a warm and welcoming place and an honest place. And yeah, I've said that there will be episodes coming out every other week, and I hope there will be, but maybe there won't if it feels like too much. But I don't want to make episodes if it doesn't feel right or if it feels forced. And, you know, I was also thinking, like, I'm here kind of encouraging everyone else to be more relaxed and kind to themselves and take the pressure off things. So I guess I should also do that to myself. So yeah, that's what I'm doing now and taking the pressure off. So yeah, I guess this is what I just wanted to say and to share with you guys, and just to be honest with you and also show that my life isn't all perfect. And even if I would consider myself as a quite happy and positive person, I too am not always happy and positive. And also, you know, even if things maybe, like, objectively seem pretty good in my life, and they are pretty good in my life, it can still feel tricky and like a tornado internally. And, you know, anyone around you or passing by you on the street might have their own struggles or their own low moments that you wouldn't be able to tell from the outside. So it's just something to kind of remember and keep in mind. And I guess I just wanted to share also this because, as I said, I've taken a little bit, or it's felt a little bit stressful when people around me often even say, like, straight to my face how they think I have it all so figured out and, you know, my goals are so clear and I know where I'm going and I know what I'm doing and what I should do next. And it stresses me out a lot because I really don't. Most, if not all of the time, I have no idea what I'm doing. I just trial and error. And well, yeah, maybe you could say now that it's a bit of an error since I've massively overestimated how much I'm capable of or have the time or energy to do. But, you know, again, something to learn from. So maybe this is a good place to finish this episode. So yeah, still basically, I'll release episodes when feels good. I'm going to aim with flexibility, aim for an episode every other week. But, you know, sometimes it might not happen. Sometimes maybe you'll get more or, you know, don't know. But I'm just going to take it really, really chilled and only do things that feel good. Just because I also, if I record something from when I'm in a bad place, I also feel like I can't give very much value to anyone else. And the best way probably to know when the episodes are out is, well, obviously subscribing to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to it. Or then if you follow Best of Bettina on Instagram, I'll post there each time a new episode is out. So with this, I'm going to love you and leave you and encourage you all to prioritize and make time for rest. And we'll speak more again soon.